Genesis chapter 1. I want you to write this down as we talk on the second part of the identity of the I am-ness that's in me. I want you to write just what I'm talking about this morning. The present power and possibilities of the God in me. The present power and possibilities of the God in me. The scriptures call Satan the God of this world, little g. Jesus was called a blasphemer because he said he was God. And then Jesus revealed he to whom he have sent the scriptures are called God, small God. Amen. Consciousness of God on the inside of you, God in me. Say God in me.
God in me.
Consciousness of that fact will put you in a position to rule your world. All right? Now, I'm going to show you something in Genesis chapter 1 to begin with, to clear up the cobwebs of doubt and unbelief and religious spirit who doesn't recognize the grandness of the nature that God has placed on the inside of you. In order to accept and receive and act upon this, you're going to have what they call in the Bible lack precious faith. Lack precious faith, a faith that can move in the promises, a faith that can be a partaker of what God says. We'll show you. That faith has to have some things added to it. It's just not a regular, I've been saved. It's a faith that's been working in the spirit and have become a precious faith. Everybody say, lack precious faith?
Lack precious faith.
Now, let me show you your position, but unless you know the God on the inside of you and the God on the inside of you giving you his nature and he called you God, small God, G-O-D, be conscious because you get off in self-help and get off in a lot of things on this. He's not, you're not God, but you're a carrier of God's ability. Oh, y'all didn't take that. You are a carrier of God abilities. Let me establish that first before I show you in Genesis. Mark 10:27, I think it is. Mark 10:27. Is that the one about the possible, all things are possible with God? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, don't miss this religiously thinking. Mark 10:27 and Mark 9:23. And what they're doing is bringing you and God in the same place.
Yes, sir.
That's where God wants you at.
Yes, sir.
God wants you in the same place with him. Because
yes,
you are his representative. Yes, that's why he put his spirit in you. That's why he put his son in you. That's why he put his kingdom in you. Yes, that you can represent him down here just like he would represent himself.
Yes,
things that are impossible with men. What did he say there? But all things are possible with God?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Things that are impossible with men. Mark 10:27. You see it?
Yes,
read that to me. See, now that's where we stop and stopping at. You cannot stop there. You cannot stop there. God have provided in you his possibilities. His presence, come on. His power, come on, come on. His purpose, come on, come on. His plan got to be carried out by you in this earth realm.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Now look at this connecting verse. You read that in Mark 10:27, right? Can't you see what Mark 9:23 is saying? It's saying the same thing, but it's bringing you in on the scene.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yep.
In other words, God's character is explained in Mark 10:27.
Yes, sir.
Your God-like character is in Mark 9:23.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all can see that?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
If you can't see that, give somebody else your seat. If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. That believing, that faith connect you with God, but it don't only connect you, say, I know God, it connect you with God's abilities.
Yes,
whatever is not impossible for God. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If I function properly, it's not impossible for me. Now, I know religiously that's kind of hard to say, what? You're supposed to be down here acting and living like a God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If he calls Satan a God, why he can't call you a God? I got to show you that before I can show you the scripture. Go in 2 Corinthians. I think 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I got to show you that. You saying God loves Satan more than he loves you. If you don't understand this. Whoa, you heard that? You saying God loves Satan. God calls Satan a God and called me a baboon or something. You know. You got to see this. Power going to rise up out of you this morning. And you going back to your shack and gonna get some things straight. You got to know who you are. I say you got to know who you are. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Keep up now. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's leave, look at verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Now the problem is there are saved lost people. You want me to explain that? They're saved, but they're lost because they don't have no revelation. And so they live like a sinner. They're a Christian, but they have no more power than a sinner has. Because for you to have power, you got to have a revelation. You got to have a rhema, a live word from God to you by meditation, by searching, by praying, seeking his faith, and God, all of a sudden, God speak to you, and you know it's God. Nobody can talk you out of that. Are you following me? See, religious, we got to let this religious, traditional, denominational stuff go. We got to become real up in here. What did I say?
Got to become real up in here.
Real in the spirit. Knowing how to flow in the spirit. This gospel is good news. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and seated with him in heavenly places, we are alive to the supernatural. We're alive to the glory of God. God will make something for you if you don't have it. You follow what I'm saying? That's how big he is. That's how much he loves you. That's why people don't want to go to church, because the dead God is a God. It's a ritual God. It's a routine God. No, something, anything could happen in you this morning. That's the kind of God I want, sir. That he can, that at any moment, he can change something on my behalf. Are you following me? Now here in this text, he called Satan the God of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4, look at it. I want you to see it. Because the shift in here, you're going to have to be with me when I shift. In whom the God of this world, now get that now, the God of, not my world. Say, not my world. See, your world is different than this world. God, dog. I'm going to show you the scripture. He's the God of this world. He's not my God. So he don't tell me how to live. You see, he's the God of this world. You see, but this world is not my world.
Yes, sir.
I live in this world, but I'm not of this world because I'm not run by this world.
Yes, sir.
Who with me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So today, your life will make a shift.
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
And something that you need to happen. My yoke is easy. In the spirit world, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Some things that before today you thought was hard. Going to be so easy. Watch what I say now. No, this afternoon. By the time I get through with you, me and the Holy Ghost get through with you this morning, you're going to walk out here not looking down at the ground.
Yes,
this is the way you're supposed to walk anyway, you know. Y'all be looking down. You ain't going down there. Look where you're going. Walk with your head up. You're supposed to drive like that. No more defeat.
Hallelujah.
Every obstacle is presenting you an opportunity. If you come out in your God-like nature. See, everything came against Jesus, watch him in the gospel, was an opportunity. 5,000 people, they didn't have enough to eat, the boys crying. Jesus, this is just another chance to show my God strong. See? Are you following me?
Yes.
So what, listen to me now because I'm talking to somebody. What you dealing with that seem to be opposing the value of your life.
Go ahead, sir. Amen.
When your God-like nature come out,
yeah.
It going to turn into something for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Well, some of y'all wave your hand at me over there. Cause see, I'm right here. What y'all doing? Y'all know what happened last Sunday. Y'all stayed overtime. You remember? You said... All right, let me show you now. I'm going to show you. All right. Verse 4. In whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not. Now, I saw two things here. Not only them which believe not. The God of this world have blinded the mind of them that believe. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ. Now look, what did he say next? Say that again. Wait a minute, let me read. Let the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, what, who Christ is, the what?
Image of God.
Underline that. Who is the image of God? Guess who else? We're going to look at it in a minute. Who is the image of God should shine unto them. John chapter 10, before I go to my text. John chapter 10. Before I go to my text, I got to prove these things. John chapter 10. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 33. John 10. Verse 33. Before you leave here this morning, you will be a ruler.
Amen.
Over everything in your life. What? Come on, I need to hear y'all. I have a revelation from God that's going to make you rule everything in your life.
I receive it. About to rule.
Everything.
Everything.
Everything. I feel that, boy. I want you to look at somebody and tell them,
it's my time.
Now, I want you to look at, no, I want you to look at them. God dog, it is my time. Tell them, hallelujah is my time.
Hallelujah.
Look out, Apostle.
Woo! My time. It's my time.
It's my time.
You believe it's your time, get up and make a little G. My time. Let the Holy Ghost see you. Let the Holy Ghost see you. It's my time. I've been waiting for a long time. But I'm about to get some revelation. My time is here right now.
My time is here right now.
All sadness, all depression, all lack, all limitation, all sickness, all disease, All of that. Right now, it's my time.
Right now, it's my time.
Boy, give me a handful of money here. My time.
My time.
All right, sit down.
Come on, Apostle.
The Holy Ghost here to help me, you know.
Yes, sir.
I said, the Holy Ghost here to help me.
Yes, sir.
I said, the Holy Ghost here to help me. How many believe it's your time? To correct everything in your life. Everything that happened. I mean, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's sickness. I don't care if it's finances. I don't care if it's your marriage. I don't care if it's your family. I don't care if it's your job. I don't care if it's your company. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's your health. Everything about to be corrected in my life today. Because the God in me is about to show up. Write that down. Write that down. The God in me is about to show up in my life. The God in me is about to show up in my life. Are you hearing me? Are you with me? You ready to go? All right, everybody go. You cannot, sit down, this is going to be heavy here. You cannot, the verses we're about to read, you cannot read them and understand them without an apostolic cover.
Amen.
It's too strong of a government just for a pastor.
Yes, sir.
What we're about to read now, you need God top men and women to interpret and impart this to you. This is not evangelistic territory. A teacher can't go here like should be, because it'd be too strong for a teacher. A teacher under an apostle, a pastor under an apostle, an evangelist under an apostle, but they can't go here by themselves. Because there's a whole shift in the paradigm of the body of Christ. Believers' lives are about to be shifted as apostolic believers. Living as a man, acting like a God. Living as a woman, acting as a God. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You're about to let him out. Wave your hand at me if you hear what I'm saying. It don't make no difference how educated you are. It don't make no difference what color you are. It don't make no difference what street you live on. It don't make no difference what nobody else say. It's what you and God say. It's time to rise. It's time to come alive. It's time to resurrect. It's time to shout. It's time to praise it. It's time to see it. It's time to know it. It's time to act like it. Time to flow. It's time to flow. What I'm about to show you now is going to change the plan. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Just sit down. John 10:33. Religions can't handle this. Religious folk can't handle this. So the same thing happened to Jesus. They couldn't handle it. They were religious. They couldn't handle Jesus saying he was a God. The Jews answered him saying, for a good work we stone thee not. But for what? But for what? And because that thou being a man makest thyself God. Now look at verse 34. Lord have mercy. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law I said, ye are God. Psalm 82. All right? Don't need to turn there. Now, watch verse 35 because they're going to clarify some things. He says, verse 35, if he called them gods, whom the word of God came, Salah. Wow. I want you to catch that now. If he called them God, all right. Now, listen very carefully now. I'm going to read that and I'm going to ask a question, all right? Because I see the Holy Ghost won't do this. All right. If he called them gods, you got it? Verse 35.
Yes, sir.
Unto whom the word of God came. All right. What is happening to you right now? Some of y'all didn't catch it. Man, Jesus Christ. What is happening to you right now? The word of God is coming to you, right? See, it is the word of God coming to you, bringing the God in you.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
See, it's the word that makes you a God. It's the understanding of the revelation of the word of who God say you are, and you acting on it by faith. You call things that be not.
Yes.
Yes. Verily, verily, I said, whosoever shall say yes. to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he says, shall come to pass. He shall what?
Yes.
That's a God, man.
Yes.
That's that God nature in you. Yes. Don't let self-help, religious science, metaphysics, talk, psychology talk you out of this. You're greater than all of that.
Yes.
Don't let somebody with some denominational religious spirit tell you that you're not capable of walking in the nature of God.
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no man say of me. God say of me. Why am I believe man above God?
That's right. Thank you, Father.
Don't just talk about it. Have it. Receive it. You got to receive it. You got to believe it and receive it. God is a good God.
God is a good God. Yes, sir.
God don't want you sick.
Yeah.
God don't want you broke.
Yeah.
God don't want you unhappy. God wants you happy, successful, prosperous,
yes, sir.
Joyous.
Yes,
sir. He's a good God.
Yes, sir.
I don't want you to sing about him.
Yes.
I don't want you to clap about him.
Yes.
I want to wear him. Hurry up. Y'all got me. Y'all got me in last Sunday. Come on. He says, now remember what he says. And if he called them God, unto whom the word of God came, and the scriptures, oh, I love it, cannot be broken. Say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into his world, thou blasphemy, because I say, I'm the Son of God. So actually, I got it, Holy Ghost. Actually, the protection of saying you are God is two things. The word have come to me, and I know I'm a son of God.
Yeah.
Now, that boy sitting in the pulpit right there, young man, he got a lot of privileges. He wearing my name. He go somewhere and say his name. They just give him everything in the store. See, so it's the same way with our connection with God.
Yes, sir.
Now, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for a revelation?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Go back to Genesis 1 now. Go back to Genesis 1. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You really gonna have to be listening now. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
Come on, sir.
And I'm going to tell you some clues ahead of time. I think I counted right. You're going to find the word over 8 times in what I'm about to read. Mm-hmm. That God had put you over something. 8 times. You're going to find the word dominion 2 times. Come on, write it down. Over 8 times. Over. O-V-E-R. Dominion 2 times. Fruitful. Multiply. Replenish. And subdue. Good God Almighty. You can't do that as a man. You can't do this as a man. You're gonna see over 8 times. God said, I put you over, I put you over, I put you over, I put you over, I put you over. He must be mean over, right? Yes, or he would repeat himself 8 times about being over something. Yes, the church is supposed to be over. Yes. Not on. We've been under too long. Yes, got no money, no help, no joy, no peace. We're faking it all. You can't be really happy if you ain't got no money. You can't be really happy if your health going bad and you're taking 9 medicines every 15 minutes. You can't be happy. He said he put you over. Say over.
Over.
Say it 8 times.
Over.
So you're over lack, limitation, sickness, disease, fear, worry, anxiety, stress, all limitation, because you are God in this world. Meditation, revelation, manifestation, demonstrations belong to you. Amen. On daily basis. Yes. If something go wrong in your life, here's what you say. Here's another chance for God to show himself strong. I dare you say that. The next time things look like they're not going right, I want you to say, here's another chance. God listening for that. He listening for somebody to say, here's another chance. That's what the Hebrew boy said, man, talking about throwing him in the fire. That's what Daniel said when the boy, they talk about throwing him in the den. That's what David said when Goliath was running his mouth. See? When things look like they're not going right, start clapping, because something about to happen. Yeah. You've been on this level too long. You've got too comfortable on this level, saying them same little old words. So God permit the enemy to push you so you can call on him and take you to a higher level. Hopelessness is a stronghold that has to be moved out of your life this morning. It looked like it's not going to happen. That's a stronghold from the enemy. And that stronghold has to be moved this morning. Insecurity is a stronghold. You got to get that stronghold. You're going to make it. I got to point and tell them, you're going to make it. And tell them you're going to make it first class. Then look back at him and tell him, I'm not playing with you. Verse 26. Genesis 1:26. Y'all ready to go for it? And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Two words there, image and likeness. You need to underline them. What God look like?
Wow, good question.
How do God operate? Is there any shortage with God? And let them Have what?
Dominion.
What dominion mean?
Dominate.
Rule. Reign. Regulate. Authority. And let them have dominion. Now look, they cannot have dominion without knowing his image and his likeness. You can't have religiously, you're not just because you go to church, just because you read a Bible, doesn't mean you're going to have dominion. You have to have the revelation and the understanding of your image and your likeness to God. Right?
Yes, sir.
Watch. Let's go a little further now. Watch. He's going to say some more. And God said, let us make man. Let us make man. 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 In our image, after our life, and let them have dominion. Here we go. For it's over. Underline it. Over the fish of the sea. Over the fowl of the air. Over the cattle. And over all the earth. And over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth, including Satan. So it seemed like God wanted to get this over.
Yeah.
Clara, so he said it again another way in verse 27. So you won't miss it. So God created man in his own image. He put on there now. You see that word on? He emphasized that. So God created man how?
In his own image.
I can't hear y'all over there.
In his own image.
What on mean? Just like it. I don't want you to be nothing else. I want you to be just. Answer me. Come on, you answer me. God, answer me. Answer me. Y'all answer up. I want you to be just. I want you to be just.
That's right.
What? Just like God?
Yeah.
Oh, now, I know I'm going to get in trouble here, but that's all right. That's all right. I've been in trouble before. You mean God is saying he has put the abilities in me to do things like he do?
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's true. Is God saying, I have given you my authority on earth?
That's right.
Is God saying, what you say is what I'm saying? Whatever you say in my name properly, I'm going to back you up. Now, somebody get ready for this. Somebody get ready for it. Your word about to come. I'll make it happen. Didn't hear me over here?
Yes, sir.
Whatever you say,
yes, sir.
I'll make it happen.
Yes, sir.
All right, maybe we didn't understand it. Can he make it happen?
Yes,
sir. So what are you worried about? So what if everything's not going right now? Whatever you say, I'll make it happen. Now, you know you got to say it in faith. I'm going to look at that in a few minutes. Oh, no, I ain't about to close right now. You mean to tell me I have to be careful what I say? Because God watching my word. I never say I'm not going to make it. When I say I'm not going to make it, it shut God down because God don't fool with no not going to make it confession. Well, I don't know who this is for. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Talking about you should have been dealt a better hand. You got the right hand. You may have made a few mistakes and don't like where you got yourself in, but he's still able to get you out.
Yes, sir.
Preach to me, Dad.
Preach to me.
I say he's still able.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God, y'all gonna make me preach up in here. He's still able.
Yes, sir.
You came here hopeless this morning. You came here hurting this morning. You came here not knowing how you're gonna make it. But you heard the word of God.
Yes, sir.
Nobody left behind.
Nobody.
If you get left behind, it's your fault.
Yeah.
I'm made in his image. Come on. I'm made in his likeness. I have his presence.
I have his power.
I have his possibility.
In me.
Now.
Ready
to put me over
in every situation.
This is a selfish question, but I got to ask it. Am I preaching? It's a selfish question. I know it's not me, you know, but I just had to ask that question. I just felt like asking. Because I want to know if you're getting this. I want to know if you know you're being promoted this morning. There's resurrection power flowing in my life this morning. Say it. Say it. Sit down. And God created man in his own image. In the image, look at that word, image. In the image of God created him. All right, ladies, here we go. All right, ladies, male.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And God blessed them. Are you blessed? And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And then I want to remind you of over. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing. Now look what he said. That movie where? Oh man, we in charge. Slap somebody. Tell them we in charge. The church in charge of God's business on earth. Now I got a question. I got a question I gotta ask. Now listen to this question real good, because I'm going to answer this question. The Holy Ghost is going to answer this question. What will it take to get my faith to this level, to live as a man and act like a God? I want you to write this down now. What will it take to get my faith to this level, to live as a man and act like a God? Now we know it's the scriptures. All right, Lord, all right, I see it. Oh my goodness. Look at John 6:63. I had the other one, Lord. Give me the other one. It was two of them you told me. John 6, what? Let me ask the question again. I'll hear you again. Because I know. What would it take to get my faith to this level? I got it. All right, I got it. Amen. Romans 8:2.
Yes, sir.
John 6:63. Romans 8:2.
Yes, sir.
It's the spirit that's quickening it. The flesh, probably nothing, right?
Yes, sir.
The words that I speak to you, what do you say about them?
Yes,
they are spirit and life. Remember what he said was made your God?
Word.
Why the word made your God?
Because it came.
because they're carrying the Spirit of God and the life of God, which is the nature of God. Now go to Romans 8:2. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Who is the carrier of the law of sin and death? Satan. So it means I'm free from him. Look at John 8:32 now. You're being freed.
Amen.
And you shall know the truth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the truth of what?
Free.
How long I been preaching more? How many? Oh, I got my 2 more hours left then. All right. Don't forget, I don't want you to forget something. Because I'm about to answer that question I just asked. You're dealing with the present power and possibility of the God in me. Say God in me.
God in me.
Yeah, there's a present, there's a power, and there's possibility because God in me. Now, some will equate their life to how holy they are, or how good they've been living. I'm not talking about that. You're supposed to live a holy life. All right, Lord, I'll talk about that in a minute. I'll tell you 3 things. Salvation, sanctification, and sealed by the Spirit. Salvation, when you got born again, you accepted Christ as your Savior. But it's not the same as sanctification. Sanctification is a part you play by yielding to the Lord. What is it? Acts 4:12? Let's talk about salvation. Is it Acts 4:12? Need to know the name whereby man must be saved. Huh? And then when you get over, into sanctification, and I think that's what the church having a problem at. Sanctification doesn't mean you don't do nothing wrong. Sanctification means you stop doing things wrong. What did he say? Sanctification don't mean you don't do nothing wrong. Sanctification means you stop doing wrong things. See, sanctification stops you from repeating. When the conviction comes, the cleansing comes with it. It doesn't mean it all over in one moment, but yet there's a conscience in you and there's a conviction when you make that wrong step, you stop there a moment, you pause and say, what am I doing? And then God clean you up, then you can step back out, and then you see that step again, you go this way. Because you're set apart for God. How many of y'all want to be sanctified? Well, it's not automatic. See, you're saved, but you're not automatically sanctified. You got to fall in love. You have to know this body don't belong to me. You gotta know this house don't belong to me. This car don't belong to me. Nothing I have belong to me. It's me and God in partnership. Salvation, sanctification, and the sealing. The Holy Spirit seals you. See, look in Romans 12. I got to go all over here. Romans 12 now. I beseech you therefore by the mercy of God, brethren, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. You can't do that unless you're in a sanctification mode.
Right.
Then he said, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed. How? Huh? Listen what he said. Be not conformed to what?
This world.
Who the God of this world?
Satan.
Uh-huh. So don't take this worship. Constantly take my word in. Let my word be transforming you.
Yes.
Then the third verse, Romans 12:3, get rid of that high-mindedness. No matter how much God bless you, always stay humble.
Yes.
Always treat people right. Always reach out to help somebody.
Yes.
Don't you toot your nose up just because you got two cars. Faith won't work like that. God have dealt to every man. Some just using it more than other. First Thessalonians 5:23. I had to go there before I gave the last revelation. First Thessalonians 5:23. I got to take it two places. First Thessalonians. We're talking about sanctification. Say sanctification.
Sanctification.
Sanctification means I'm set apart for God. I'm not going to just live any old way. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit guide me. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit stop me when I need to be stopped. Huh? As many as led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. First Thessalonians 5:23. Read that. And the very God of peace, sanctify you holy. You're looking, look in the Bible, girl. Now look at the next verse. See, you're totally dependent on God about this, see? He said, present yourself holy. All right, I'm trying to get a scripture the Holy Spirit to call me. I got to talk a little bit to come back because it really go good here. First Thessalonians 5:23, right? Yes, and 24, I got it. Now here, synchronize now. I want you to synchronize with me. I know it's a little long, but just synchronize with me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Yeah. And 21. Because we got to synchronize right here. I am with Christ, right? Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ and the life that I now live. Watch what you say now. In the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. You come to cross now. You come to cross. You come to cross. There's no faith without the cross. By the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Next verse now. This is what we don't mess up. I will not frustrate the grace of God. Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
Every time you losing, you frustrating the grace of God. Every time you give up, you frustrating the grace of God. Every time you let somebody else define who you are, you frustrating the grace of God. I am who he say I am. I can do what he say I can do. I can be who he say I am. In him. I live, I move, and I have my being. I'm not going to leave you going home complaining this afternoon. Complain is an invitation to Satan. Satan said, what you say? All right, let me help you. I wish I could go down a row and find out somebody said they didn't get nothing. You talking about be a humbug up here? It'd be a humbug up here, partner. Huh? My, if it's such a word, my streetism will come out of me. I go down one row and talk to somebody and say, I ain't got nothing, man. I'm ready to go. I ain't got nothing. It'd be a humbug up here, boy. All these hours I done prayed to get this and to yield to the Holy Spirit within what I'm about to show you now in the closing, what I'm about to show you about lack precious faith. And how to cause your God-like faith to work in you? Turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. I don't know how far I'll get there. We'll finish next week. Y'all better pay attention. I might come on your roll. And you, girl, I mean, you're going to be in a humbug if you don't know something. She laughed. She said, look at me laughing. See, he might come on my row. I better find somebody, he said. I'll do it, yeah. I'm from back Vassery. Parlez français? Comprends? 2 Peter chapter 1. I want you to see this. I want you to have a visitation with this. I want to ask the question again so you understand what we're establishing. So you'll know it. Ask the question, make it more clear. What it take to get my faith to this level, the level of believing that I have the God-like nature in me, that I am the small g God. That's what the scripture said. See how quiet y'all get? Y'all scared. This is not for Mount Zion Baptist Church. This is for somebody who want to go all the way in the spirit. Oh, my goodness. 2 Corinthians 4:13, quickly. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Because you can, when you go over there in Peter, you're going to have to be here.
Yes, sir.
We having the same.
Come on, Apostle.
Jesus. Romans 8:11 said, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me.
Yes, sir.
We having the same spirit. You see that?
Yes.
What he called it? Spirit.
Spirit of faith.
Spirit of faith. You see that? Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
All right, read to me.
I receive.
That what you believe, you do what?
Speak.
Go ahead.
We also believe and therefore speak.
And look at the last verse in that chapter. Come on, read it. Now, you all, when I tell y'all read, I'm going to start walking around. And I'm going to see who's reading. Because y'all ain't going to sit up here and ignore me. When I say read, I want to see your lips moving. And if you're not reading something, just act like a papa. But you're going to do something up in here. You're wasting my time. My time is too precious for it to be wasted up here and you ain't paying attention and leave out here and get your tail whipped. Because you don't know what to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You shouldn't leave out this kind of service and lose.
Wow.
Too much information, too much instruction, too much anointing, too much enlightenment from God, not me. But you shouldn't leave out here not knowing how to defend yourself. Tell a person next to you, don't set aside me if you're not going to listen. Then tell them, pay attention. That little television you're going to look at, that little food you're going to eat, that little ride you're going to take, that little music you're going to listen to, ain't got nothing to compare with this. And don't sit around me, act like you're listening. I'm so glad I'm in a church I can't get fired. Yeah, they'll fire you, boy. You know, they got church, if a preacher can get fired, if he preached the wrong message, he's gone next Sunday. And that's why he can't preach God's word. He could have got to preach to please the people. People never get set free. I didn't come here to hear you. You came here to hear me. So I'm not listening for your opinion how good I've done. Don't make no difference what you say. It's what he said. I come to bring you that living bread.
Yeah.
Because, I want you to hear this, because I love you.
Yes.
Look at me.
Yes.
Because I love you.
Yes.
I got to tell you the truth, because the truth's the only thing going to set you free.
Yes.
So I can't preach a little sugar-coated poem-like message. I got to dig into your heart and tell you you are God in your own world. You can call things that be not as though they were. You can speak the mountain, and mountain have to move because you talking. And whatever you're going through, if it's not in your favor, it's not over yet. Your God, my God, your God, gonna work it out for you. You shall live and not die. You're the head. You're the lender. You're blessing the city. My, 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 my. God would, man.
Yes, sir.
It's real.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hearing this?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
This not me. It's him. I'm not smart enough to do what I do. I just come out of, where we come out of? Greenburg. North Carolina, God came. God showed up. He chose the foolish thing of the world to confine the wise. You have any idea what you heard this morning? What you gonna do with it? You gonna go back and be the same way? Take the same mess?
No. No.
You gonna live on the same level?
No.
This word is alive. Quick. Sharper. Oh, God, I hope you got help this morning. Let me read this to you, and then we'll take up next Sunday. Sit down. I'm going to try not to stop, but I might stop one or two places. 2 Peter, verse 1, first chapter. 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 1. Say amen.
Amen.
Simon Peter, a servant, and what? So, who teaching here?
Apostle.
All right, see now, see, stuff like this. See, I've been pastoring for 4 decades and longer. And I think that some of these callings I already had in me, I just didn't know what to do with them because I was in my denomination. And so, you know, I always pastored a little different. People, Gwen been with me a long time. Samantha, they've been there. I go off the hook. See, I don't know where he's going. I don't know what he's doing. Her grandmother one time said, "What the matter? That boy talking about $1,000." And so this apostolic government and these portals of heaven is opening, being opened by God, divine order. See, it's not in man. It's how God called man. And God put a gift in man, but the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, pastor, and the teacher, that's chronological order. And so if you're there, pastors cannot start no church. They need an apostolic blueprint.
Yes,
And they need apostolic overseeing.
That's right.
Oh, see, all y'all know pastor and evangelist. He don't even know what an apostle look like, what he talk like. Now you do. And it ain't true yet.
Come on.
See, apostles don't teach Sunday school. They train the people who teach Sunday school. So we're not going to have no Sunday school lesson here. Now when we read this, I want you to see it, all right? Or we'll stay 2 more hours. Just ask the person next to you, well, don't do it until I tell you finish. Did you get any help? And it don't answer you right, slap them. Great, ask them. Did you get any help? I'll help you hit them. All right. Simon Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained, underlined, like precious faith. It's another level. Like precious faith with us. Now, here's how they obtain it. Through the righteousness of God. A lot of Christians don't even know what the righteousness of God is. And our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be what? How? How? See, you need knowledge for it to multiply. All right, come on, let me go. Come on, hello. According as his divine power, underline divine power. His divine power has given unto us how many things?
All
things that pertain unto life and. Here we go again. Through the knowledge of him that has what? Called us to glory and virtue. All right? Now, whereby are given unto us exceeding
great and precious promises,
that by these write it down right quick. Like precious faith, peace pertaining precious promises, partakers. Good God Almighty. See it? I said it too fast, right? I'm not saying it no more. Because I'm going to close. Listen, you look it up. Pick it up yourself. Now, here's where our faith has not taken. I just had you to read about the spirit of faith. This is such a choiceful. You're a partaker of the divine nature. That's the God nature. All right? You're already a partaker of the divine nature. Exceeding great and precious promises enable you by the like precious faith to be a partaker of his divine nature. Yeah. Is that there? Now, our faith going to have to keep up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you're going to have to put some wheels on your faith. God dog, I like it, boy. You got to put some wheels. I said, God dog, I like it. You got to put some wheels on your faith. What I said?
Wheels.
All right, let's put the wheel on your faith, not clothes. All right? In verse 5. And beside this, given all diligence, add to your faith. That's pureness, you know. Huh? You got it? And to virtue, number 2. That's the second thing. And to knowledge, you can't be blowing off the hammer about every little thing. The devil know he got you. If he can jerk you, you get hot and start cussing and raging, saying like everybody, like you're not saved. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, oh Lord, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness,
brotherly kindness.
And to brotherly kindness, which is love, right? So all these things you got to add to your faith, baby. Look at verse 8. Our clothes. Look at verse 8. Our clothes. Somebody shout hallelujah up in here. Look at verse 8. For these things. Be in you. But in order for them to be in you, come on, listen, you listening? They have to be in your. No. No. In order for them to be, they had to be in your. You mean different than that? One of y'all can answer that? No, not in your mouth. Y'all ain't got the answer? Be in your faith. You just read it, Jesse. Be in your faith. What are we talking about? Adding stuff to where? These are ingredients going in your faith. Not a question you could ask me, everybody. Now, let me tell you a secret. Let me tell you a secret. I just found out. That's powerful, though, ain't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, I didn't have that plan. I just said, "Be." I heard the Holy Ghost say, "Be in what?" And then he told me, "In your faith." Then he said, "Now ask them the question." You'll never forget it now, right? All right, I close. Okay. Right, I'm gonna read it one more time. Verse 8, isn't it?
Yes,
if these things be in you, see, they're in you in your faith. And a bomb. Ooh, what a bomb mean? I got to hold them. They make you. That you shall neither be barren, nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me show you where you are. I wasn't going to close. Let me show you where it was. But he that lacketh these things is blind as a bat and cannot see afar and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Hallelujah. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give what? Diligent to what? If you do these things, you shall what?
Never fall.
That's so good, Lord.
You shall what?
Never fall.
So those ingredients has to be in your faith for you to partake of your God-like nature on daily basis, on hourly basis, on moment basis. Stand up. All right, if you're going to clap, go ahead and clap. Don't be messing around. Give God the glory. Lift your hand. Give God the glory. With every head bowed, all eyes closed, there'll be a man or woman in this house.